Welcome to the Fabricator's Edge, cutting through complexity in manufacturing and metalwork. Real talk, smart solutions, and no-nonsense insight from the shop floor to the supply chain.
Welcome along to the Fabricator's Edge. This is our brand new series where we're really getting into the details of how sheet metal manufacturing is changing.
That's right.
And for this first deep dive, we're tackling something pretty fundamental. Sustainability.
Mm-hmm. A huge topic.
We want to explore what it actually means, you know, on the shop floor day to day, and how smart design fits in, and, well, where the industry is actually going with all this.
Absolutely. And we've been looking into how some, shall we say, forward-thinking companies are tackling it. We've seen specific examples, like the approach taken by Dutton Engineering, but also looked at the wider research on sustainable practices, standards, and importantly, how procurement is changing too.
Okay, great. So the aim is to pull out the key insights for you.
Exactly. Give you a clear picture of this shift.
Right. Let's get started then. Sustainability on the shop floor. Our research suggests some companies, and Dutton Engineering is a case study here, they don't just see it as a burden, do they?
No, not at all. It's viewed more as an opportunity, really. A chance to add value, operate smarter.
Which makes sense, because sheet metal fabrication, well, it uses a fair bit of energy and resources, doesn't it? Cutting, forming, finishing.
It's inherently resource intensive, yeah. So looking at the environmental side at each of those stages is, well, it's becoming crucial.
So let's break that down. Materials first. Steel, aluminium.
Yeah. The good news there is they are highly recyclable. What we're seeing is a real focus, like at Dutton, on sourcing metals with high recycled content already in them.
Ah, okay.
And also thinking about how they buy, buying in bulk, for instance, and using UK suppliers where possible.
Right. That cuts down on transport miles, I suppose.
Exactly. Fewer transport emissions. And it can help buffer against, you know, price swings, too.
Okay. So that's the material coming in. What about actually working it? The cutting processes?
Well, that's another big area for efficiency. We've seen significant investment in newer technologies. Fiber lasers, for example.
Right. I've heard about those. They use less power.
A lot less, yeah. The figures suggest up to 70% less energy compared to the older CO lasers. That's a massive difference.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And it's not just lasers. Things like high efficiency water jet cutting. Because it doesn't generate heat, you avoid distorting the metal.
Meaning fewer mistakes, less scrap.
Precisely. Fewer scrapped parts. And the offcuts you do get are cleaner, easier to recycle properly.
It seems like waste reduction is a real theme here, even before you get to the main production. What about prototyping?
That's a really interesting one. Instead of using metal for early prototypes, some places are using advanced 3D printing.
Like with plastics.
High-tech composites, actually.
Sure.
Something like Onyx, which is a carbon fiber-filled nylon. It drastically cuts down on waste compared to machining metal prototypes.
And I guess it's faster, too.
Much faster, yeah. And cleaner, very precise. Good for iterating designs quickly without, you know, chewing through valuable metal stock.
Okay, so materials, cutting, prototyping, even finishing. That seems quite detailed.
It is. Take glass bead blasting, for example. To ensure purity, especially for, say, food or medical sectors, you might see dedicated stainless steel-only booths using only virgin new media. Why is that so important?
It prevents any cross-contamination, ensures the surface is absolutely clean, which in turn helps the component last longer and makes it more recyclable down the line. Think food service, architecture, pharma places where material integrity is, well, everything.
So these individual steps, they're part of a bigger picture, right? Like lean manufacturing.
Absolutely. Digital integration is key here too. Using smart software like Redan for nesting parts on a sheet.
To squeeze more out of the material.
Exactly. Maximizing material usage. And linking CAD design systems directly to the CAM manufacturing systems. That integration minimizes errors, cuts down on rework, less waste again.
And the lean side, things like Kaizen, just in time.
Yeah, those principles are definitely influential. It's about creating a culture of continuous improvement, always looking for ways to cut waste, improve flow, make the whole operation smoother and more efficient.
Some facilities we looked at, like Dutton's site in Bedfordshire, run 24/7. That level of operation must require serious efficiency.
It does. Combining that kind of lean approach with, you know, real hands-on expertise is how they aim for things like zero defect components delivered quickly. That operational efficiency itself contributes to sustainability, less wasted time, less wasted energy.
And having a custom production system, an empowered team. It all feeds into that.
Definitely. A well-oiled machine, both literally and figuratively, supported by people who know what they're doing and are engaged in making it better, that inherently reduces waste.
It's interesting, you know, some companies, Dutton included, have reputations built over decades, tackling tough engineering challenges. Think demanding sectors like food manufacturing, infrastructure.
Where reliability is absolutely critical.
Yeah, and quality. That baseline focus on precision probably helps minimize waste from the get-go.
That's a fair point. Quality and sustainability often go hand in hand. And working on big projects, landmark stuff, that demands a certain level of process control, too.
And to make it official, certifications.
Yes. ISO 14001 is the big one for environmental management systems. It provides a formal framework.
Okay.
And increasingly, especially for construction clients, there's a move towards environmental product declarations, EPDs.
Right. Tell me more about those.
EPDs provide transparent data about a product's environmental impact across its whole life cycle. Think cradle to grave. It's becoming really important, especially with standards like EN 15804 being updated.
So it's about proving your green credentials, essentially.
Proving them with data, yes. And that ties into having integrated operations, too, if you do more in-house.
Less need for subcontractors, less shipping things back and forth.
Exactly. Better control, fewer transport emissions. And it fosters transparency. Companies seem more willing now to share metrics, welcome audits, even collaborate on shared green targets with their clients.
That transparency point feels important.
It is. It builds trust. So managing impact through ISO 14001, using those innovative materials and prototyping, the heat-free water jet cutting, the lean production, careful finishing choices, smart software for material use.
Bulk buying locally.
Right. Helping buyers with their own Scope 3 emissions. It all paints a picture. And having senior leadership actively reviewing environmental targets shows it's being taken seriously.
Okay, let's zoom out then. The bigger picture across the industry. Our research strongly suggests sustainability isn't, like, a nice to have anymore.
No, it's becoming central, driven by a few things. Legislation? Certainly think about government procurement rules pushing for environmental considerations.
Like PPN 0621 here in the UK.
Precisely. But also client expectations are shifting massively. ESG environmental, social, governance factors are huge now.
And just basic commercial sense, right? Mm. Efficiency saves money.
Absolutely. Buyers are asking much tougher questions now. What's your carbon reduction strategy? That kind of thing.
And as we said, sheet metal fabrication does have a footprint. Energy use, materials.
It does. So adopting these sustainable practices more widely isn't just good, it's becoming necessary for the sector.
A key thing that kept cropping up was recycled metals.
Huge potential there. Using recycled steel or aluminium saves enormous amounts of energy compared to making it from scratch. Up to 95% energy saving for aluminium recycling, the figures suggest.
Wow. And the UK does okay on recycling rates for some metals.
Yeah, things like structural steel, packaging steel, the rates are pretty high, so the raw material is often available.
And energy efficiency on site.
Okay.
Beyond the lasers we mentioned.
It's critical. We're seeing more interest in renewables like solar panels on factory roofs, but also just general process optimization, smarter controls, energy efficient machinery beyond just the cutting stage.
Waste reduction seems like a constant theme too.
Always. It's tackled from multiple angles. Designing for manufacturability, DFM, thinking about how to make something efficiently right from the start.
The nesting software we talked about.
Advanced CAD-CAM nesting, yes. Robust process control to prevent errors. And really careful management of offcuts, can they be reused internally or segregated properly for high-value recycling?
What about water? Is that a big factor?
It's maybe less prominent than energy or materials right now for some processes, but water conservation and responsible wastewater treatment are definitely part of the picture and could become more critical with water scarcity concerns and tighter regulations down the line.
Okay. And we mentioned ISO 14001 and EPDs. They seem increasingly vital for demonstrating commitment.
They are. ISO 14001 provides the management system, the framework. EPDs provide the transparent product-specific data. Especially with updated standards like EN 15804 plus A2 demanding more life cycle information.
And things like green building codes, ALE, BREEAM.
They also drive demand, yeah. They often require documentation about recycled content, environmental impact, which leads back to needing things like EPDs from suppliers.
So it all circles back to procurement, doesn't it?
Increasingly, yes. Eco-conscious procurement teams are really digging into ESG factors. They want to see measurable carbon reductions.
Not just claims.
No, evidence, transparency, traceability through the supply chain, proof of continuous improvement. They're using questionnaires, audits, tracking KPIs.
That traceability point, knowing where your materials came from, how they were processed.
It's becoming fundamental. You need systems to track materials, processes, and you need to work with your suppliers to get that data too. It's about building trust and verifying those sustainability claims all the way down the line.
We saw mentions of various initiatives across the UK industry companies setting carbon neutrality targets, using renewables, focusing on low scrap, local sourcing, efficient software, different joining techniques like laser welding.
Yeah, there are definitely positive steps being taken across the board. Different companies might focus on different areas, but the overall direction of travel is clear. It illustrates there isn't just one way to do sustainability, but many paths towards it.
So looking ahead, what's the main takeaway?
I think it's that sustainability isn't just about compliance or ticking boxes anymore. It's fundamentally about competitiveness.
How so?
Well, investing now to reduce waste, cut energy use, lower emissions, it positions companies to win contracts, especially as procurement standards get tougher. It's about building future-fit supply chains.
The bar is definitely higher. Buyers want proof, they want data, they want transparency.
Absolutely. Measurable reductions are key.
So it really prompts a question for anyone listening who works with fabricators. Are your current partners doing enough? Are they keeping pace with these evolving demands?
It's a crucial question to ask.
Okay, so wrapping up this first deep dive, it's clear sustainability in sheet metal manufacturing is, well, it's a major transformation, isn't it?
It really is. Driven by environmental responsibility, yes, but also by smart business strategy.
We've seen how proactive companies are weaving sustainability into the fabric of their operations, from the metals they choose, the energy they use, how they minimize waste, and how they use digital tools.
And that increasing focus on standards like ISO 14001, and especially the demand for transparent data through EPDs, it just highlights how critical verifiable performance is becoming, particularly for procurement teams.
Yeah, you can't just say you're green anymore. You have to show it.
Exactly. The examples we've touched on show that embracing this isn't just a cost. It's actually a path to being more competitive and building a more resilient business for the future.
If you want to delve deeper into how companies like Dutton Engineering are tackling this, their website, dutton-eng.co.uk, has more specific information. It's worth a look to see these principles in action.
Definitely.
So, as you reflect on what we've discussed, what aspects of sustainable manufacturing really resonate with you? What questions are still buzzing around your head about where fabrication is headed?
Yeah, this is really just the start of our journey on the Fabricator's Edge. We hope it's giving you food for thought, and we encourage you to keep digging and consider what it all means for your own work and your own supply chains.
Thanks for tuning into the Fabricator's Edge. For more insights and to see what we're building, visit us at dutton-eng.co.uk. Until next time, keep it precise.